I think there was a bit of a misunderstanding in last week's episode, so today we're talking about that.
Another week. It's been another week.
Last week, we titled the episode Dragon Ball is Back. And our key members here on this channel had a few things to say about that, Dotto.
Well, I mean, you cut out some of the title there, didn't you? It was Dragon Ball is Back and...
No, that was it. I don't know if you saw it. That's literally just the title.
What title am I thinking of? I thought it was Dragon Ball is Back and No One Cares.
That was like two weeks before. Partially why I didn't even necessarily... I won't lie, guys. Last week's episode kind of just left us with... I didn't really know what to call it, but the main idea behind calling it that was, Dotto, 2 weeks before, which is the one you're thinking of, we titled an episode, Dragon Ball is Back, but No One Cares, because, Dotto, we asked the week before that, like, surely you guys watch. I think you went out on record and said at least 70% of viewers of our podcast watch the show, and we had an overwhelming amount of comments telling us, yeah, we ain't watching that shit. So I thought, Dotto, let's get them excited. Go watch it. And it all, everything, everyone's like, y'all are meatheads. Now, granted, Dotto, you didn't help the allegations when you started 30 seconds into the episode and you called the other 7 episodes fillers.
I don't care. I'm not being misunderstood, bro. I'm being perfectly understood. Nobody's watching Daima, bro. Please. That episode was what people need to watch Daima. There is no misunderstanding. The truth is, I am correct and everybody else is wrong.
Yeah, I can't exactly totally agree with what Dotto was saying there. I don't think every other episode is filler. He's welcome to have that opinion. But I will say, especially since... So the last time we recorded a podcast, there's been a few things that have developed, Dotto. First off...
Like what?
Do you want to talk about one of them? The English dub finally got a date. And I have a bit of beef,
but now I have more beef because you were telling me the release date was what again?
It is apparently January 10th, Dotto.
Oh my God, bro. Let's talk about this for a second. Why, bro? I don't even know what to say. Dragon Ball English dub might as well be... Actually, no. This goes into what I was going to say. Can we please just have American Dragon Ball again, bro? Is it too late? Is it too late to go back to a less connected world? A world where, you know, maybe, you know, they just got in the English dub booth
live in
and
a
just
bubble.
Do whatever they want. Yeah, a bubble. I want to go back to the bubble, bro. I mean, interconnectedness is nice and everything and like world peace and all that. But what is even the point of world peace if my American Dragon Ball can't be American? Specifically, and we're not even getting a good trade-off. January 10th is crazy. But what I'm referring to is, I think it was Anime AJ tweeted it. And so I didn't quote tweet it because I just assumed he'd be the person that disagrees with this kind of take. But it was a clip of Pansy, formerly Pansy. And it was like the Japanese clip of her going, hey, I'm Pansy. And then it was like the English clip, the first dub of her going, hey, it's me, Pansy. And then the new clip from a new trailer going, hey, it's me, Pansy. And it's like, what the fuck? Now we're so in the weeds, Nano. We are so un-Americanized Dragon Ball that we are now pronouncing English words in the way that Japanese is read. We are calling her Pansy now. That is not how English works, bro. We're getting duped. We're getting robbed.
Yeah, no, it's very, very strange that they would just not call it Pansy. She's Pansy, by the way.
Literally, I replied, American Dragon Ball will never recover from this, and I meant that fully seriously with not a hint of irony. This is a massive overstep, bro. This is a massive overstep.
Beyond that, yeah, it's also just really stupid that we're in a world where I did the math because I was curious. The same day that episode 14 of Dragon Ball Daima subbed releases will be the first day that we get an episode of Dragon Ball dub. That is so goofy. I mean, that's better than how Super was, because what were we, like 70 episodes in on Super before Super's dub premiered? But like, why Dragon Ball of all things? It's so strange the treatment that this franchise has, given like it's just sheer popularity. Like, I don't know. But of all the things, Daima should have been day and date dubbed. It shouldn't have been a day later, shouldn't have been a week later, shouldn't be 2.5 months later, it should just, or 3 months later, It should just be straight up day and date. We should be today. We should have watched episode 9 in the dub. And even crazier, and I saw some people talking about this. And the other thing I was going to mention is that, which this wasn't necessarily the biggest thing, but basically Total Nut Mark just confirmed what we already found out by literally asking you guys, which is why we titled, why I wanted to title last week's episode what we titled it. Hop in, dive in, check out the series. The series is awesome. But Total Nut Mark made a video that just reconfirmed that, like, the interest in the show is just middling. I think personally, if you ask me, it's the same thing we've blabbed out many times, Dotto. It's a really hard sell on the fact that they're freaking children. People, like,
I want to talk, because you're based and you're right. I want to talk about this, though, because I want to look. I know we're meatheads, all right? I'll take it on myself. I know I'm the meathead, right? Let me turn towards the camera real quick. I just want to let you guys know that it's not just because the show hasn't been marketed appropriately. It's not just because of that. It's also because Dragon Ball, to most people, is Z. It's Dragon Ball Z. If you look at replies, people go, Dragon Ball Z. This is the next Dragon Ball Z. Super can come and go. Dragon Ball can be a thing. But the truth is, people like the fights. They like the fight scenes. They don't like the kids. They don't like the adventure. They like the fights. And it pisses me off because I get that some people like the adventure. Some people like the magic fairy tale stuff. And I do too. You know, it can be fun every now and then. I think people do appreciate a nice mix. But for some reason, the hardcore Dragon Ball fans are like, I have no idea why this isn't doing well. This is literally Dragon Ball all over again. That's the problem, dude. The Twitter, at least my circle, has gaslit people into thinking Dragon Ball Z is less popular than the OG Dragon Ball for some reason. Or it's like, you can't say that. Like, it's true, but you can't say it. Why, bro?
I mean, I I've seen this a lot as well. Let me gather my thoughts here.
Go ahead, take your time.
Generally speaking, you will shift one way or the other to fit your own agenda. That's just, like, I think that's what a lot of us do. I'm not saying we always do that. I'm not saying that's, like, it's not the right thing to do. But you'll kind of, like, bend how you speak about things to more or less fit the agenda that you're pushing, whether you mean to or not. And I'm sure we've done this on this podcast. But because the agenda is, like, especially if you're, like, really enjoying Daima and you want Daima to be successful. And personally, I want Daima to be successful. I think the show's going to cook. I think, like, especially when we talk about some of the things that happened in today's episode, like, I think there's going to be a lot of things that happen that we couldn't have expected, et cetera, et cetera. But yes, you're right, because before any of this Daima talk and anything turning about kids, generally speaking, like, no one really watched Dragon Ball. Like, and people get so up in arms and you haven't seen Dragon Ball. You've seen Z, you've seen Super, you've seen GT, but oh my God, I can't believe you saw Dragon Ball. You haven't seen Dragon Ball, as if that wasn't the last thing that got brought over to the States, as if Dragon Ball didn't start airing after Z and GT ended.
Oh my God, and he's too based.
And in a world where it's all, like, especially in a world of Dragon Ball, don't get me wrong, in most stories, there's progression and it's really hard to go back. Like, typically, like, when shows do prequels, they aren't usually as good. And B, like, Red Dead 2 is probably one of the few things that is, like, super crazy, widely, like, respected as a prequel that really works. But most prequel things are never, like, as good as their, you know, the things that have went on past that. And so when you're trying to sell people, when we've seen literal, like, Super Saiyan 4, Great Ape and all this stuff fight, and you're trying to sell them on Dragon Ball, like, even me as a kid wasn't really tapped in on that. And I've been very open about that. But anywho, so yeah, everyone shifted their agenda to act like everyone should have seen Dragon Ball, when that's, it's fairly widely known. Yeah, people just love the fights. But even beyond the kid thing, Dotto, it's also just the fact that we went back in time. I also think it's a marketing issue. I think damn near this show should have just been called, I get what it's called, Daima, by the way. I'm very aware of what Daima means. We make the magic jokes because it was called magic to all of us for like a year because it was like the leaked name. I get why it's called Daima. I just want to say this. I think from a marketing standpoint, the fact that this picks up immediately after Z, you should have just, like, been like, Dragon Ball Z's back. And you should have just literally called this Dragon Ball Z. I think this show should have
Been called Dragon Ball Z. Yeah, like a sequel to Dragon Ball Z. Like, yes. Dragon Ball Z, the unseen arc or the final arc.
Something with Z in the title. I don't understand why we didn't call it that. It's... Anyway.
I actually had more to add to that.
Go ahead.
Because there's just so much stuff that you said that is true. And look, it's fine to have opinions, and if you want to think your opinion is more based, that's also fine. Like OG Dragon Ball fans thinking they're better than people, but people for too long. Now I'm just getting, let me get the soapbox out. Let me drag it. All right, let me stand on this. The opinion I hate the most is people saying, like, how are you a fan of Dragon Ball Z if you haven't watched Dragon Ball? Like, that's not how I don't get people saying that when 90% of people exactly did that and fell in love with the show. You can't understand Dragon Ball if you didn't watch Dragon Ball. How? It's a they do a perfect introduction. Goku flies in, this is my son Gohan, you guys are my friends. That is all you need to know for the rest of the story. That's literally it. And Piccolo is a bad guy. It could be, and also, this is just a separate point now, but you see this in every walk of life. You, as a Dokkan summoner for quite some time, let's just say, you know, year 3 anniversary comes out, and it's Kid Goku and Krillin. How are them views looking for you, man? Is that going to be the pop-off?
No.
Are the views not going to come flying in for Master Roshi and Krillin?
No.
Oh, I wonder why. I wonder why. When they sell DLC packs, do they fucking put... Well, I mean, they probably would try to put this in the game at some point. Like, Bunny Bulma and fucking the rabbit from Dragon Ball. It's like, these are things that are just, like, less appealing to a majority of the player base. Now, I do think it actually... There is, like, some things, like, I think women like OG Dragon Ball a lot more on average. Like, Kenzie loves OG Dragon Ball a lot. And it is funny. It's a good story. Again, the whole point is just like, I don't know. This concept was doomed to be less popular than Super 2. I thought Mark made a good point, although maybe I didn't agree with the direction he made. It was that, you know, the first stream for the Diamond's Reveal trailer?
Yeah.
And like a lot of people were watching it on that guy's stream. And he was like, please don't be Dragon Ball Magic. Please not Magic. And then it showed and he was like, no. Mark's point was that was a lot of people's first experience. And what I took from that is he was saying like people could have been led to believe that this was not something popular. But what I think the truth is just that it's just not a popular idea. Like, I don't think the guy gaslit people into thinking it or that he influenced the community's thing. I think he just had an opinion that's pretty popular, as in like, we want to see the most powerful battles between these most powerful characters. And we want to continue moving forward. I think, again, it's just people, by and large, aren't as interested in this as they would be something else.
Yeah. And like, by the way, I did not mean for this to turn into a bashing on it. And I'm not bashing on it. Matter of fact, I even pulled up because I wanted everyone last week. I guess you guys just had some like built up anger that you decided to release last week for whatever reason, even though 2 weeks before you were telling us about how you're literally not watching the show. We are actively watching the show. Dotto, I just averaged out our ratings, which doesn't even include whatever we're about to rate today. Your average rating right now on Daima in what you actually said yourself was 7 episodes of filler. Again, even though he says he's like standing his ground on that, I think he does mostly. He just means that pacing was not a little weird.
Not a hint of jokes there at all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not. Anyways, your average rating is still a 7.8. And I think that's only going to go up because the show is only going
to
get better.
How did I get to a point? Did I give a 0.5 at some point?
Well, no, but.
Is that how averages work?
Yeah. 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 Because it can't be like, it can't just, I mean, we could round up and say you have an 8. But yeah, it's 7.87 is your average.
I'm bad at math. I didn't know that was possible.
My average
that makes sounds good.
Is an 8.12, an 8.125.
Like, oh man, this guy's glazing. He's staying on Diamond Nuts.
So the fact that both of us average out to basically an 8 across the board on these episodes does not mean we've enjoyed the show. We are sitting here week after week talking about the show for like, okay, I won't say, let's say an hour, because there's been multiple episodes where we've just kind of been like, hey, we're going to talk about two things today, and half of it's the episode. But still, you and I have spoken about Daima so much on this podcast. We are watching it week to week. And I mostly just wanted to title it that because we have a weekly Dragon Ball back. It isn't Moro. I'm over that. It isn't Dragon Ball Super, and that's fine. I don't really care. I'm past that anymore. We're like 2 months deep into Daima. It is what it is. I'm enjoying Daima for what it is, but that doesn't mean that we can't criticize the pacing. I still think for a limited series, the pacing is bad. And it's not even that big of a critique to say what could have been done, what was done in 8 episodes could have been done in 5. That's not even that crazy of a critique. I could say that about many, many shows. And yes, I could say that about Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball Super and all of them. And those are fine critiques. I just don't get why last week everyone chose, like, all of a sudden to act like we haven't been here hyping up this show with an average of essentially 8 per episode, which is beating the 7 out of 10 IGN allegations.
Well, it's the fastest way. It's the fastest way to drive yourself insane on the internet by thinking that everybody on the internet is the same people saying the same thing. Like, I think that a lot. Like, it genuinely bothers. That's why you can never have an "I told you so" moment on the internet, because that crowd of people just will not be there anymore. There's no like constant opinion. It's like, this is going to be good. It turns out to be bad. I knew this shit was going to be bad. It's like, where the fuck were you 1 week ago, dude? But going back to what you said, the one thing I do want to add, just to be clear on my opinion on this, is one, yeah, I do like Diamond. I think it's pretty good. And it's animated the best. It's definitely been the most consistent art quality. Probably the best Dragon Ball has ever looked, honestly. And then this critique, which is, I could talk like the most, like when I talk about Dragon Ball GT or even OG Dragon Ball, I am extremely harsh because I just feel like being extremely harsh. But if you were to look at my rating scale of like things of fiction and how much I enjoy them, they would place extremely close to the top of things I like simply because they are Dragon Ball and have the characters I like in them. So even when I talk mad amounts of shit, just understand that, and this is also a bad thing. I think I've said this before, but if you showed me your favorite anime that you think was a work of art, like fucking like
Frieren.
What's a good, like Frieren. If you showed me Frieren, I would be like, yeah, that was a pretty good show. I would like that less than Dragon Ball GT. It would be more ass than Dragon Ball GT. And I would be like, oh yeah, Dragon Ball GT is ass. I would say it's better than Frieren by a lot, because you know why? Goku's in there and Frieren doesn't have that. So that show is ass. That show is born ass. But yeah, I just thought I should make that very clear. So the scales are very tipped. And also, we're doing a Dragon Ball podcast. There's really, and also, you know, to your credit and to our credit, we're actually watching the show. And if you're in the comments and watching the show, please feel free to say whatever you want to us. Call us fake fans. Call us losers. Because you know what? You're watching the show too. We're a part of a rare breed. You know, we're here. We're week to week Daima watchers.
Yeah.
On the sub.
Apparently, Dotto, there's less than 3 million of us worldwide.
I know. We're a very exclusive fan club, dude. Like we keep it
back,
real.
And less than 3 million people worldwide are watching it. Like, Dotto, that is crazy to me, man. I don't know. That's like nuts, dude. I wouldn't even dare look up JJK season 2, like, and how many people were watching that, because it would probably stop the shit out of 2.5 million.
Don to Don is literally getting more than that. And that's like, that's crazy. But again, it's not bad. It's not like horrible or anything. And I do believe in the ripple, you know, theory. I think once the English dub is all out and once all the episodes are out, like, Daima will blow away others in popularity of just like merchandising and the after effects of the series. And like, people will come to it. Like, 20 years from now, people are going to be watching Dragon Ball Daima. All right. I'm not worried about it.
No, I'm not either. I do know one takeaway from the Mark thing was essentially that like Dragon Ball is mostly wanted to be viewed in like your own native language. Like, it's one of the few anime that there's really not too much. Well, Dragon Ball Twitter will try to say it this way, but there's not too much Discord or like whatever. If you want to watch it in dub, like, no one's really judging you for watching it in dub except for super crazy elitists, because people just want to watch Dragon Ball in their native language more so than pretty much any other anime. And I know that has got to be affecting the numbers too, like, for sure. So anyways, yeah, you're right. And I want to go on record before we start talking about this episode and saying that I think that once everything is said and done, like, first off, I've already been enjoying it a ton. I don't know how much more we can say that. I think that we will look back on Daima fondly. I think that they're going to cook wherever they go with this is going to be a ton of fun. And I think it's going to be great. So anyways, episode 9, there's not a ton to talk about this episode. Unfortunately, speaking of filler.
Let's get to the episode. This shit was filler.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This it had one saving grace, but this episode, I don't know how, like, listen, this is not me had allegations. Like, by the way, I still think Dotto like was spitting last week when he said, all of y'all can like feel however you want to feel about us and us just being honest with the meathead stuff, but still yet, there's like, if you can tell me an episode you enjoyed more than episode 8, I would love to hear it down below in the comments and why you enjoyed it more in episode 8. Episode 8, just pound for pound, bar for bar, had the most and best content so far in this series. And I'm sure it's only the beginning of where we're going to go. But, and don't get me wrong, shows have cooldown episodes. That makes sense. But at the same time, episode 8 was the first true totally pop off.
No.
So I don't know that we needed it to be totally cooled down like what we got today.
I mean, this episode, I want to skip. Can I skip like to something that happened 70% that actually just pissed me the fuck off? Dude, sure. Like, let's not even talk about cooldown. Let's talk about fucking angering me. This is the reverse payoff. So in this episode, something me and Nano have been waiting for a long time. From the very beginning of the series, actually. Before episode one. Weeks before episode one. We were like, is Vegeta, you know, going to be a part of this series? And then we know he is. And then we're going to show up. And they're like, oh, I wonder what episode's going to happen on. And they finally meet up in this episode. Mm-hmm. They do. The parties finally collide. Vegeta's ship gets stolen. It's a funny gag, you know. Oh, it's like, oh, it just happened. It's the same thing that happened to the Goku gang. Me and Nano making jokes and the reaction. You know, it's, oh, they're gonna go on their own separate adventure. And then like, no, let's just call them over. They're gonna pick us up. Hey, I'm like, oh my god, let's fucking go. I didn't expect this. This kind of turned the episode on its head for me. Goku shows up. The gang steps out of their plane and goes, you ain't riding with us. They get back in their plane and leave. What the fuck? That just angered me. Why? I don't know. How'd you feel about that?
I think I would love to see one of y'all defend that too, by the way. That just, that felt like such total bullshit. Like, because for me, and maybe this is me just like hyping up too much, and this is the case in most instances with shows, is you kind of sort of build this own theory in your head of how things are going to go. And then when they don't go that way, you feel let down, especially if they don't go that way in a very like drastically different turn, which is this case where everyone finally meets up in the demon realm. And it's like, oh yeah, wait, Goku literally says like, well, we're just going to go on because we're actually trying to collect the Dragon Balls, which by the way, means that they are literally leaving Vegeta, Bulma, and Piccolo in the third demon realm. Well, they go to the set. They're literally going to an entire realm inside the demon world and leaving them. That's literally what he says. We're searching for the Dragon Balls. So bye guys. We got to go do that. You guys can catch up whenever you catch up, whatever. Like in my head, and we've talked about this multiple times, like we both thought this, they would reunite in like a really epic way. Like mid fight, they needed help, something. And they reunite only to go, yeah, you can't fit on our plane. Bye. Why? What was the point?
I'm not buying this shitty fucking no room in the plane excuse. They are like 2x2 kids, bro.
Yeah.
That can fly. Like I get it. Like, yes, it looks like a packed flight, but like, I don't care. Like, this is just a lame thing to do because it literally is just lame. Like, we're waiting for these characters we know to reunite. They finally reunite. And then they immediately split up again. Like, it's just one thing that I know a lot of people do not like, actually, is when Dragon Ball has to, like, contrive. That's part of the reason why people don't like this series is that, and even though I think they handled it well, Goku turns back into a kid. So it's reverting the power scaling, making big situations out of what would have been little situations. But this is a step in the worst direction because are you telling me there's not a threat that we wouldn't want Piccolo and Vegeta there to help out with? This is literally limiting like the scale of the series. It's I there's so many reasons why this pissed me off, but it's horrible. Like, can we not call a fucking team switch? Can I get Vegeta and Piccolo to come along instead of Pansy and fucking well, I guess Kabito's pretty good. So maybe we'll just do a Vegeta switch for,
you just said Kabito.
For Pansy. What's his? All right, Mr. Dragon Ball fan, give me his actual Kaioshin name then, bro.
Narai.
Oh damn. All right. This guy has memory, bro. I
Narai.
You know what's crazy?
It was Narai. Narahe. Shin's real name. Hang on.
I absolutely prescribe to the theory that they only gave him that so that when Goku and him fuse, they have a cool fusion name.
I think you might be right with that for sure.
I've just seen people like fusing them together and like fan art and stuff. And I think that is what's going to happen. I think that's the only reason he got a name.
Yeah. I've been talking with my buddy Slay and like, he's super convinced that whatever the fusion is, it won't be two Saiyans. And I said, I think you're probably right. I could see a fake out of like using the bug, and that gives us a new fusion with Goku and Shin or something of that nature. But then like, if we do see a fusion, it'll just literally be Patara and it'll be Vegito. But anyway, yeah, I think it's Nahari, and I definitely do think that's why they gave us his name. I think you're correct.
Yeah, I mean, anyway, just horrible. This is like honestly maybe the worst thing that's happened in Daiva, just because I hated it so much. No, it's just like
I don't really get the point of it. Like from any way you look at it, I see no point in doing that. Like flip around. Like we could have easily just went and spent a bit of time in that episode with Vegeta, Bulma, and Piccolo without the need for that. Because the other thing too is like Goku and them who are trying to progress and get to the second Demon Realm, and we right before this sequence we're told they're only about a day away from the Warp Sama that would take them into the second Demon Realm, and then all of a sudden we're backtracking to get back to Vegeta, Piccolo, and Bulma. I don't know. It was just like that was weird. Now beyond that, there was one other thing that is probably going to come up in book club this week, or we're about to discuss, is essentially the preview for this week was Thieves, which is them trying to steal the Dragon Ball. They do steal it. Goku gets it back, but Goku is the one who says, hey, I'll stay up and I'll watch. Right. And he watches the Dragon Ball all night. And when they wake up, he's fallen asleep and the Dragon Ball is in its container. Now, what is crazy, Dotto, is throughout the remainder of the episode, we never actually see the Dragon Ball. The Dragon Ball is constantly just in the sort of like bowling ball little holder thing that they have for it. And we don't see the Dragon Ball again.
Yeah. And hopefully, like, it was played off as a gag, and I really didn't think anything of it until Nana said, like, oh, is that just like a round rock? Like, nobody's going to check on the Dragon Ball again. I sincerely hope that this does not become anything. I feel like it would just piss me off, but I can't lie and say it wouldn't be very Daima-esque too.
I'm going to go out on a limb.
Pop the lid and it's just a stone? Oh my God.
I think it's going to be just a stone. So book club question of the week, let us know. Do you think the Dragon Ball is in that bag, or do you think it has been replaced with something else and is going to be a story element in the next episode or the episode after that? Then... after that moment, that's pretty much it from the beginning of the episode. There's really nothing more to mention there. But we do fast forward and had a little bit of a lore drop, and the Majin that has been escorting Bulma, Piccolo, and Vegeta is revealed to have what is presumably the third demon eye that Goma was referencing in the first episode of this series on his belt. Now, when Dotto and I were reacting to it, which you can see by becoming a key member, clicking join here on YouTube, or clicking the Patreon link down below in the description of this video, you can watch our reactions and get access to all of our bonus content that is available literally right now. Appreciate you guys for supporting us. But we weren't aware. I was like, wait, what? Are we supposed to know what this eye is? Did just a quick little bit of Googling. Apparently, it was referenced in the first episode, and it would give the... It has apparently been lost since Deborah's dad and was reigning, and whoever uses it and wields it has unbelievable power. So... that's going to come back and come up at some point, but that is presumably that eye that Goma was talking about, literally on the Majin's belt. So that was a bit of a...
what's his name? Hisui? I always forget this dude's name.
I had it last week. It's Hibis. Hibis.
He might be my least favorite character, even though he's done nothing. I don't know why he bothers me for some reason.
Does he?
It's not like he bothers. Like, he just doesn't do anything.
We get it. I don't know why he hates Daima, bro. We get it. It's not that you're misunderstood. We totally understand, man. You hate this show.
Bro, it's not like I'm not getting any strong hatred from him. He just feels like, out of all of the characters included in like the main cast, I don't really get him yet.
I think if I had to choose a least favorite character so far in the series, it'd probably be Goma. I don't know that Goma has totally connected with me.
Yeah. I'm just kind of hoping he turns into something, you know, like I think Goma, I feel like, but I actually do agree with you. Like whenever Goma's on screen, I'm like, are you just going to be a joke the whole time? And if he is, then that's going to kind of bother me. But if he gets like a little monstrous form or something, or, you know, like whenever he gets cool, But Hybus, I just don't even feel that potential. I just feel like
it's done.
Like, we're cooked. He's going to be like the comedy guy that has never once said a funny joke.
I mean, maybe he'll end up using the eye and it'll turn into something if he ever takes it out of his belt and puts it on his forehead.
If he gets it, that would be cool. But the way I'm thinking is he's just going to get finessed by Gomez. Like, he's going to fumble.
Yeah. I mean, you might be right. So after that, that's pretty much like the first 18-ish minutes of the series. We do get a really cool sequence that they had to give us as a flashback for some reason, was Vegeta and all of them in what was a restaurant, but also had the vibes of like a cyberpunk club or something. The coloring here and the aesthetic was awesome. Like, I really like loved this sequence. And we did actually get a fight scene with Vegeta, which was animated very well. Maybe I was just desperate, like as a Vegeta fanboy, to just get something from a Vegeta sequence. And he actually did fight, and it was really, really sick. And I know I've said this a few times, but I think that may have truly been the last trailer shot, because there was a Vegeta trailer shot that might have been of him like doing flips in the trailer. That might have finally been like the final trailer shot from the Daima stuff. We might finally be in totally 100% just like unknown lands. But that happens. All that is pretty much done. They get their plane back because they get ambushed by these people that Vegeta fights, and it looks great. And we finally get to the main true meat of this episode at like 20 minutes in on a 23-minute episode. Dotto, what do we finally see?
Finally, camera cuts back to Dr. Arensu again, making Hawk Bua. You know, the joke lived for about a week. Sadly, it's not really a boo. Instead, we get our first look at Majin Ku. This was after, by the way, the final ingredient, Nano, a planted Cybermen seed. So Cybermen are confirmed from the Demon Realm. We get a look at Majin Ku. Last interesting lore point is that she specifically mentions that she used to have enough Cybermen seeds to sell them to outsiders. A little nod towards Dragon Ball Z, I guess. But I'm wondering, and I know other people, I've already seen people on Twitter take this as like, are Saiyans also going to be from the Demon Realm because of this? I'm wondering if it's the opposite. Like, is this the confirmation that Saiyans are outsiders, aka not from Demon Realm? Are they the guys that bought it? Don't think it's 100% out yet. That was the most interesting lore point from that. Otherwise, we just get to see Majin Ku, who, again, spoilers, literally looks like a Cyberman with a tiny bit of Buu design in him.
It straight up looks like if Buu had absorbed a Cyberman. It looks like if Kid Buu absorbed a Cyberman, straight up. Like, that's what it looks like.
Nano, first impressions. I just want to hear first impressions on the character design. How you feeling it?
I'm a bit, like, in the middle. Like, I don't necessarily hate it, but I don't necessarily love it.
I would agree. I think he's just kind of unintimidating right now. It's just kind of... Again, you're right. Just down the middle for me. It's
I think
I wouldn't say I'm flaming him though. Like, it's not like the worst thing.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm just kind of in the middle. I think if you asked me, like, I think I probably went on record to say this on this podcast at some point. I think Cybermen are very like, I know I have, because we were talking about it with games. Cybermen are like a super iconic design, and I totally understand that. Like, I think there are a lot of people that could recognize a Cyberman. Unironically, I don't know why, but there's something about it. I don't know. But with that said, that doesn't necessarily mean that I love the Cybermen design. And so it being so Cybermen influenced is very interesting. I will ask you this. Do you think this is the only creation we will see in this show?
Spoilers or no spoilers?
Oh, do you know?
I don't know. It's just... Basically, what I know is I remembered after we saw Majin Ku, I went to go look it up, and this was something that Geekdom leaked a while ago.
Oh.
And then I remember that he had leaked another, like, there's one more character that he's leaked that I haven't seen in the show so far.
Okay. Well, never mind. I'll leave that alone. I'm leaving that alone. We're moving away from that.
Yeah. Well, keep it out of book club. But I still don't know. The answer is I still don't know. I'm hoping that Majin Ku does get a new form, though. Like, I would like him to... You know, at least the transformation would be nice. Like, if this is base form and he has a enhanced, like, transformation, I think that would make this base form a lot better for me.
I'm glad you mentioned this, because my next step is that Kid Buu is not even my favorite form. Maybe I'm a bit of a basic bitch here, but, like, Buu Han is literally my favorite Majin Buu form. Buhan, like, stop. Like, I think if I ranked different, like, forms, especially specifically from Z, or different, like, designs, like Majin Buu Gohan absorbed might genuinely be, or sorry, Super Buu Gohan absorbed might genuinely be like a top five or top 10 like design for me. I just love like that design. That design is so sick to me. So yeah, I think it'd be really cool to see him have absorb somebody. I wonder, there's no world where he could absorb a Tamagami, right? This is the final sort of like spin, which I think
that would be crazy.
This adds like kind of a cool twist I was not anticipating, was a third party in this situation. And
oh yeah,
Dr. Arnsu's first orders, first like round of business here, which is why I think things are really truly about to heat up, is she tells Majin Buu, because again, the whole point of this is she spit on that thing so that way she could control it, and she tells him to go defeat the number one Tamagami. That's like the first thing. And then Marba's like, wait, whoa, what are you doing? And she's like, if he can't defeat the Tamagami, then there's literally no point in him anyway. And so, dude, that Tamagami one has a really cool design. Like, if some of it, all sorts of robots, and maybe that wouldn't work. But yeah, I don't know. I it's going to be interesting to see if that ends up becoming something that he does absorptions, just like the other Buu. So
yeah, and even if he doesn't do absorptions, I also agree. Like, this is let's positive corner of the Dime episode. Adding the third party to like give us an inverse take, like we saw Goku versus the Tamagami, and it was like really nice and wholesome, and the guy was like, I like you a lot, son. Let's play a game of cup ball and like pass the Dragon Ball back around. It would be really awesome to see an evil take on that, where he just shows up and just fucking destroys the thing and just kills it. Like, just absolutely destroys it, takes out the Tamagami, and just steals the Dragon Ball. That would also speed up the show. It would help with the pacing issues a lot. Like, because we've been talking, like, how are we going to get three Dragon Balls off the checklist in this many episodes? Well, maybe the answer is Majin Buu's going to do a little... He's going to meet us in the middle here. You know, he's going to take out one of the Tamagamis, maybe meet up at the second one. This was a good development. Whether or not you like the design, I think the point of this character is going to help this show out a lot.
No, I agree. I like 100%. I love this. Yeah. I mean, you already said it, but I love the fact that this has been introduced. And honestly, not that I thought too deep about this, you know what I mean? Because like, necessarily hadn't really provoked me to think that deep about this, but I really didn't think we were going to have too much. I thought the upsets would not come in a way of getting I guess in this, I knew there would be some upsets. There's no way it's just going to be as easy as it was with Tamagami 3 on the rest, but I didn't anticipate like a genuine third party situation here. So I actually think this is a really cool shakeup mix up that I'm actually pretty excited to see how that plays out. Dotto. That's now? Pretty much it. Unless I'm forgetting something. Let's dive into some book club stuff.
Let's get to the book club.
All right. So, first things first, and we already kind of addressed this, but I didn't want to bring this up. This is just a culmination of several of you guys. Viewing any episode that doesn't involve a big fight filler is crazy. Don't be that guy, Dotto. Don't call the prior episodes filler. In quotes, I'm not a meathead, but I really didn't like this show until the big flashy fight happened. Love you, but come on, guys. At least notice at this point you have meathead brain Lamau. Love the Tamagami imitating his Kamehameha. I feel like all three Eggmen will help. That was just included in here. Definitely, yo, shout out to Top Gunner for just like shouting out something cool that we also mentioned and not doing that. But then another comment, you're really not beating the meathead allegations calling the other episodes filler just because this episode had a fight in it. Plus, anyone using the term filler like the way you are always instantly loses credibility to me. Again, Dotto is very sarcastic, and the fact that you guys don't catch on to this.
No, I meant those things.
No, you didn't. Anyways,
I did. Nano, I did.
One of the top comments of last week, Dotto, 191 upvotes from Haysom, I think is how you say it. Don't get me wrong. I love this episode. It's probably my favorite episode of the series so far, but I knew this episode would be used to hate on the other seven. Did we hate on the other seven, by the way?
I mean, you know, I get what he's saying. Like, as in hate, as in, you know, hatred now. But I know what he's saying.
It's the fact that you called him filler. Finally, in quotes, finally Dragon Ball is back, as if the adventure and lore of the other seven weren't equally as Dragon Ball. And they were.
Yes, but I don't know what your response is to this. My whole thing is like, they were Dragon Ball, but they were not equally Dragon Ball Z. Like, not the highlights anyway. There's so many different facets to this. But the fact that it's a limited run series, it's just like everything counts more. It's also current. Like, it's an anime releasing in the current day. What I'll say is this, I'll cement it. Did I mean that they were actually filler episodes that you can, that you should skip? No, obviously not. But it's not the good stuff.
By the way, we did say that, by the way. So a lot of people latched onto that as well.
I do mean like, but I do mean that if you haven't watched any episodes and you want to have a good time, you should come and watch this. You just should. You could just jump to this and be fine.
I still enjoy the fight. To play devil's advocate to what I said earlier, I do still stand by that. And I think that you could watch episode 8 and you could pretty well gather what's going on almost immediately. I
agree.
I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to understand the other, like to hop in at 8 and not be like, you would be pretty much like, okay, yeah, I get what's going on here. Like, it's really not that crazy. I don't know.
I think you just have to think in terms of like the bits of knowledge, like, yes, every episode is fun and you can watch that and that's good. But in terms of like the big story chunks, like episode 9 is a big fucking component of this. Like episode 9, what happens, Nano? And this will also change depending on if the rock theory comes true, which I honestly hope it doesn't. But if it does, I mean, this would add more stakes to it. But Dragon Ball gets stolen. Psych, we get it back. They get a car, so we have to go meet up. Psych, we're actually leaving without them. Majin Ku's revealed. The last 2 minutes were the only things that, like, that is going to be remembered in the next episode. It's just like that's all, like, that is what I'm talking about. Like, the big things are like they get shrunk down, they go to Demon Realm, they meet Glorio. Glorio is working undercover for Dr. Arinsu. Pansy is the daughter of the king, and now she's on the team. We get the first Dragon Ball. Like, that is what happened, and we did not need 8 episodes to tell that story, I don't think.
I mean, yeah, and that's what goes back to us saying, and why I still don't even understand how this could trigger anyone, just saying that they could just fit all these episodes down in a more compact design. There's nothing wrong with saying that. Anyways, yeah, my true take on this, by the way, is just literally, we called it that because I just want the people that told us, and this goes back to what Dotto said earlier as well, is that all those people that left, and you are still technically listening, I know that you are, but most of those people that probably said that have moved on, and now they won't even admit that they said they weren't watching it before, because now, like, it's a totally different time. And that was, like, 3 weeks ago. And, like, what? And somebody, I didn't even fact check. There might even be some of you guys on our asses that were telling us you weren't even watching it.
I don't think that's the case. That would be advanced level hating, and I would love to see that. I think these are just two different groups of people brought forward by two different things that happened. Like, We titled the episode for this group of people, so this group of people watched, and then they said that. But when we title it towards more general Dragon Ball fans, which you'd be surprised, by the way, Nano, I've asked pretty big Dragon Ball fans if they're watching Daima. The answer has always been no. Like, it's just like,
yep.
Maybe they like keep up with like on Twitter and stuff, but like week to week, people aren't being drawn in to watch it. And the reason is not marketing. The reason is just that it is more Dragon Ball than Dragon Ball Z right now. Which is why episode 8 was more Dragon Ball Z, and that was the best episode. Again, that is literally pound for pound all I'm saying, dude. That, look, I'm just spitting the facts, bro. I'm speaking just the facts, all right? No filter, just the facts.
That's something too. Why can't you guys just appreciate that we're not like, we're just being honest. I don't understand. Do you want us to just like hype up shit just so that we can all be in agreeance here? That's not fun. All right, here we go.
I don't know why that response is funny. Like, can't you just appreciate my honesty?
So Ponyo hits us, Dotto, with a crazy one, dude. Kind of pissed me off.
Oh, this one is pissing me off already, Nano. Go ahead, read this. This one pissed me off.
Based on this episode of the podcast, you guys are starting to sound like you'd love Dragon Ball Heroes. Lol.
What the fuck? You should be banned from this fucking channel, dog. You should be banned from ever having a keyboard. You've painted us as two meathead. All right, and I'll paint myself as meathead. I'll call Dime a filler for years. But don't besmirch my character like this, dog. I think, actually, this is kind of nice that you brought this up, Ponyo, because I do think that Heroes goes to show that you can absolutely cross the thin line and go way too meathead.
Yes.
Ain't nobody give a fuck about Heroes, all right? I like, the American audience definitely doesn't give a fuck about Heroes, at least. I assume it's bigger in the Japanese audience, but yeah, I can't watch Heroes, dude. I've never been able to watch it. It's too unserious. It's too stupid. It's just kind of boring.
So, By the way, sometimes I get allegations on me that like I'm overhyping something. It's whatever. I just enjoy this shit so much. I literally decided to make a podcast with you to just literally talk about it for like an hour every week. But I will say, when people hype up Heroes characters to like the extent that I hype up some of the stuff I hype up, I do question it. I'm like, are you just doing it to do it? Or do you actually care that much? Because it's really hard for me to believe you care about Heroes as much as you're acting like you care about Heroes. You know what I mean? Because like, we don't have to stay on this for too long. I just want to say this. There's a difference between being hype about the Tamagami fight in Dragon Ball Daima, where there are some decent amount of stakes and there's some like interesting lore involved, versus like, what the fuck is this guy and what is he doing? Which is, you can say for so many of the Heroes characters, and it just all feels like for nothing. It just feels so pointless. I don't know. Like, there's just such a huge difference. There's no way I would ever like Heroes. And I think like, it's crazy that you saw it, Ponyo, in that way that you thought like, I don't know. Like, were we really painted in that light last week, Dotto, that they thought we were Heroes heads? Like, is that how far like we went last week? Like, damn.
Maybe we crossed the fucking line, dude. Because I can't be in that group.
Yeah, I don't want to be in that group either. Let me go ahead and say one more time. I loved the second half of last week's episode as much as the first half.
Hey,
which had
that's
no
true.
Fighting.
Don't let him gaslight us, Nato. Just because we can appreciate true art doesn't mean like good lore drops. Like, what, you know what we gave credit to this week, Nato? The last 2 minutes of this episode. Was there a fight in the last 2 minutes of this episode?
Hell no. But it was interesting.
No,
as
it
shit.
Was just lore. It was just interesting lore. All right, where the characters didn't do something that doesn't make sense, take up time that doesn't make sense. Why did they go pick him up in a plane that they didn't pick him up in? You have cell phones. Stop.
Yeah, I don't know.
Stop this.
All right, so we just have a couple more here. Lawrence over on the Patreon. Again, appreciate you guys supporting us over there. I think the concern is people saying it's filler content. Filler content hasn't been in the series so far. Filler is dueling Piccolos, not lore drops about the Glens, who is the race of three important characters, or the structure of the Demon Realm. I can understand people wanting more meathead moments, and I agree that the fight with the Tamagami is by far a highlight of the series, but as a limited series set to celebrate Dragon Ball and more OG Dragon Ball, it makes more sense that we'd have more adventure-focused moments instead of fights. I agree, by the way, 100%. Lawrence also commented on the reaction. It was like, ooh, man, y'all going to have a lot of like meathead allegations on you this week, which is fine. And we've owned that, you know, like it's okay. I think, again, it's literally just a lot of moments like what Dotto just said. And you can point a few of those out now in the series that, again, aren't totally filler. I agree. They're not dueling Piccolos. And if there was an episode in here that was even close to dueling Piccolos, I would
be shocked. I would be shocked and appalled, and I would rate it a 0 out of 10. But yes, we obviously, when we use the word filler, it's more jokey. Like, it's not like it's not intended to be taken in the actual way of filler, like, you know, Naruto with the fucking like ship arc or anything like that. It's more just like, I don't know. It's just a joke referring to like, we could be doing something else right now. But yeah, I don't mind the more adventurous stuff. I just think it's something you have to accept that it is inherently less popular within the gigantic fan base that is the fan base of Dragon Ball as a whole.
I guess, yeah, and I guess we've literally talked, so I won't spend too much time on this, but I guess that's the thing that boggles my mind, is that now what we're seeing is this huge side of the fandom really feeling like they need, I guess, step up and be a bit louder of like, no, Dragon Ball has always been about adventure and like all this stuff, when sure it was 20, 30 years ago, but what it has grown into. And when you see the fan edits with millions and millions of views that people really do care about, it's the fights. And that's what the generalized public want to see. So I just don't understand why you like, if one side can accept that, sure, this series is going to be more about adventure, then that same side can accept that a lot of the fandom just wants to see the fighting. And there's just nothing wrong with that. I don't understand. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just like, why can't we just like shake hands and agree and then go our own ways? Christian hits us with a fun little thing, by the way. The weird he would mention this is it would come up to be a big topic this week. So this really was.
Yeah, Christian predicted the future.
So 6 days ago, I do still think that the eye that Goma wanted to wish for will make him that final antagonist. I'm hoping that Hawk Bua, I love it.
Christian, base comment of the week.
Is just a boss fight before him, but I'm kind of doubtful, to be honest. Also, Dotto, in episode 41 of Key Moments, dude, he hit you with some. He's damn, that's crazy. In episode 41 of Key Moments, wow, that's like 20 plus back. You said that you will make a what if of Frieza coming to Earth to get absolutely beaten by some tin cans. We're all waiting patiently. I think you might be waiting a long time for that because I think that the, I don't know, Diamond can, or Dotto can speak for himself, but I think that the builder for those episodes is kind of ass. That's probably why I hadn't seen it.
Wait, what?
He's saying that you were supposed to make a what if episode in Sparking Zero about Frieza coming to Earth to get absolutely beaten. And I'm saying I think the what if builder in that game is kind of ass. So that's probably why you haven't made that and done that.
I don't know if it's I wouldn't even say it's kind of ass. I would just say that ain't no way I got the fucking technical know how to do that. I vastly overestimated myself whenever I said I would do that.
I guess ass is not the right way to say it, but I don't think it's quite as intuitive as you would want it to be. And yeah, I don't know. I fiddled around with it and I got bored, but
I think that would happen to me too, but I would be able to say nothing of the system. That's just the kind of person I am. Like, I would just pass out.
The only game that's ever really got me is I really liked making stages in Little Big Planet. I actually put quite a few hours in making some Little Big Planet stages. I love the mechanics in that. It was a ton of fun. Anyways, Dotto, that is, we upset people so bad. Maybe I missed them, and I'm so sorry, guys, if I did. But I didn't see any actual book club comments. They were all about us being meatheads.
They spilled the fucking sandwich platter over and then just walked out of book club, dude. That's crazy.
Hopefully this week we can actually get some that speak, again, our book club.
Well, hold on. Well, hold on, because this one's not going to make them any better. I'm not going to be too kind on this episode, and the rating is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just going to say, hopefully, though, the book club people will actually comment about if they think the Dragon Ball is in there or not. And as a bonus, if you made it this far and you want to add this in, we'd love to see your comments on this. Do you think Majin Ku will end up being the final big bad, or do you think it'll be someone else? And if that,
and just overall thoughts on Majin Ku,
yeah,
too.
Well, I'd be interested. Honestly, yes.
Twitter's pretty split.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, it is time to do what we do every week, which is rate the episode. Now, Dotto, last week we hit them with a 10, which I'm sure helped our average rating jump up a little bit. This week, Dotto, I think it'd be me go first, because, yeah, you went first last week, I believe. So let me know when you're ready.
I'll hold it up. All right, I'm good to go.
Okay, yeah, I think I know what I want to do. I just think they kind of missed the mark on this one for me. I don't know. I'm not totally super pissed. It just made no sense to circle back and have our meeting be that way that they did it. I just don't like how they handled that. So I'm going to go with a 6. A harsh for you, Dotto.
I don't know. I put up a 5. I'll say that, but I really am thinking about it. Like, do I want to say that this one has me feeling neutral? Like, it actually kind of pissed me off. Like, this is the first episode that actually made me mad. It was just the one decision, though, and
a 5 is still really your lowest rating so far, by the way.
That's pretty harsh. I actually am going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to switch my 5 to a 4 and say that this is the lowest the series will go for me.
Okay.
I quickly highlighted through the episode again, if you saw me look over. It's just like, I don't know, like, nothing of note happened. All of the Daima fights where they kind of force in fight scenes per episode just kind of felt like extra force. It was cool to see Vegeta fight, but like, we got it in a flashback, and then we got it in a him versus a bunch of goons, which was okay. They were the highlights of the episode, but if those were the highlights of the episode, then we are cooked. And then Majin Ku at the very end saved this episode from just like actually just being annoying. So sad that my lowest has got to come off the end of us defending my enjoyment of the show. But it is what it is. I can't tell a lie.
I mean, hey, man. That's your rating, bro. Straight up. That's the lowest.
That's the lowest it's going to go. No way it gets worse than this episode.
I hope you're right. I will say the our final parting words next week's episode is Ocean, and the only preview they gave us is Bulma looking out in the ship.
I forgot about the preview.
So,
oh man,
I hope Dotto's right that that's the lowest we'll go. I can't imagine I see a three from you in this series. I doubt it.
Hang on.
I can tell you. Hang on. Let me pull this up. Dueling Piccolos, you gave a one. I gave a two. So if you're telling me there's an episode in Daima that gets close to a Dueling Piccolos one, I don't know.
Well, again, I do want to reiterate the scales are a little different here.
They are. I know. They're not comparable. You cannot compare a four in Daima to a four in Z.
It's the expectations. When I go into a Z filler episode, I know that shit's going to be 90% suck.
Yeah.
No. But here I'm expecting 100% good. So when it's not 100% good, I'm pissed. But those are my thoughts, Nano. Those are my thoughts.
All right, guys. There you go. I think I hear a little jingle, Dotto. That's crazy.
Ooh, there goes that tune again.
If you made it this far, hit that like button, subscribe, because Dotto, I found out apparently we can actually get two play buttons, I think, if we hit 100K. We can each have one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We need to start telling people to subscribe a little more. There's a lot of you watching that ain't subbing. So thank you guys so much for supporting us. Leave us a rating on Spotify, Apple, and all that. Dotto! Oh, dude, wait! The jingle ain't here yet. We gotta thank people. God. We are on people's Spotify Wrapped.
Oh, were we?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Damn,
bro. That's crazy considering sometimes we'd be forgetting to get it up on Spotify.
I know. Thank you guys so much. I need to respond to those of you that have actually tagged us. And if we were on your app and you haven't tagged us, feel free to tag us so we can see it. But I think that is the coolest shit ever. It feels weird to even be on someone because Spotify is just such a anomaly in the normal creator space. So to even see you guys mentioning key moments on your Spotify Wrapped is crazy. So thank you guys so much.
Gotta do more audio podcast. Audio is the future.
Actually, they're adopting video, Dotto. We can probably start uploading.
I actually think
we sooner than later will probably start actually uploading the videos to Spotify as well. So that'll be interesting to see. But anyways, thank you guys so much for the Wrapped. Sorry, that was a super crazy fake out there at the end, but I had to make sure that was mentioned somewhere. Might even mention it again next week, so that way it's sooner in case you didn't make this far. Either way, I think that's the cool shit. So, all right. Now then, Dotto, I think I hear the jingle now for real this time.
There it is. Oh, jingle, you're back? What? Why are you back?
Wait, bye!
You left us.